I think in terms of change, what we have to do is to be very open to gathering information based on the information that they have, add new information to it, and begin to build support for what does this information really mean to us? What does it mean to the students we're serving? And out of that, begin to say, and so what do we do about this? You're taking the best we know about RTI, helping to bring people along and understanding the benefits as well as the challenges. Beginning to think about collective action. Beginning to think through how then do we really implement this wisely, not just in terms of step one, step two with timeline and resources, which is your traditional model of implementation, but implementing for the purposes of creating buy-in from your faculty, from your staff, and beginning to see it as a way that you're constantly improving the choices you're making. So often what happens is implementation is either considered the first step or not considered at all. And the truth is it's a very meticulous step in the planning process. Implementation really is that wonderful process about which you bring people together to decide, okay, if this is what we're going to do, how do we do it? It is that implementation phase that you get true ownership in solving the problem together. And then finally, how do we evaluate what we're doing together? So this is a cycle that really good leaders will always use when trying to help a school, help their teachers begin to really move and react to new knowledge as it comes into the school.